Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Obviously, the need for one in Buffalo is quite clear. We saw Josh Allen in that playoff game really have that desire to throw the ball to Duke Williams, 10 targets, a guy that has that size and physicality that wasn't present on the rest of the roster. And that said a lot to me in terms of Josh having that willingness to go after him so frequently. And it really spoke to that need that Josh Allen does have the appetite to throw to a size catch radius type receiver. And it definitely is one of the top needs that I'm thinking for the Bills going into this offseason.
This is Joe Marino from the Draft Network on with us recently as we officially get into draft season when you start playing the games. East-West Shrine was over the weekend. The Senior Bowl practices are this week. On our Western hotline right now is Jim Nagy. He is the executive director of the Senior Bowl. We'll find out about some wide receivers that Bills fans might want to watch from practices this week. Sal's going to be down there covering them for us. Jim, it's Howard and Jeremy. Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on with us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, fellas.
Jim, when you put together the North, and let's start with the rosters, obviously seniors, but what do you guys look for? How do you go about trying to figure out who gets invited to come to the Senior Bowl?
Well, it's pretty easy. I was telling some of the players last night, I just get to pick the best of the best. It would be hard to work for one of the other All-Star games for me because it takes a lot more filtering. We just, we staff this thing like an NFL personnel department. We had six guys with NFL experience scouting for us this fall. We saw 115 of the 118 players we invited to the game live in games. So really just trying to run this like the 33rd personnel department. So, yeah, we go through the same process. The only thing that would be different is we don't have a budget like an NFL team to be, have boots on the ground in a school every day. But we get all the same tape the NFL teams get. We're at games every weekend, and you just pick the best players. You don't let anything outside influence, get to you. There's obviously, agents are a big part of this process, and college coaches call you and push for their guys. But, you really just stick to the tape and invite the best players.
You have a deep background in scouting for many years in the league. When you look at the roster you have coming in for the workouts this weekend, the game, are there day one guys, day two guys? Is it more day three prospects? I don't expect like an exact breakdown, but could you give us a general characterization of the guys you have down there this week?
Yeah, last year was my first year at the game and took a lot of pride in our numbers from last year. We had 93 players drafted, which ended up being 37% of last year's draft class started in Mobile. We had 40 guys in the first three rounds, and we had 10 in the first round. So, yeah, it was starting to be a point where it was starting to be a little more, day three-ish. And really last year we do a lot on social media to connect with the players. That really helps us recruit these guys. The game had never really done that in the past. And to get the buy-in from the players last year, those 10 first-round picks, that hadn't happened in a long time. And, and I really think going into the week this year, this roster is stronger than last year's. I think this year's group of players saw the success of last year's group. And, like I said, they got a lot of people in their ears probably telling them not to play in an All-Star game. Don't get hurt if you're going to be a first or second round pick. But to me, those are the guys that actually should, have more reason to play, because if you move up in the first couple rounds of the draft, every single one of those draft slots is worth so much money. There's, millions of dollars attached to those spots. So we love our roster this year. There's, right now I'm thinking there's probably close to 10 first rounders even heading into the week. And I know there'll be more guys that play their way up.
I was wondering about that because I know, well, for example, you tweeted out you had a conversation with Joe Burrow, and it's probably not surprising that the guy who is probably going to be the number one pick in the draft doesn't need to go to Mobile to try and improve his draft position.
No, and you know what? I took that as a win for us, guys. And again, I'm a competitive guy, and I'm a try to be positive at all times. And I met Joe over the summer at the Manning camp, and we hit it off. He's a great, great, great young man, and obviously he had a magical season. But I wasn't giving up on that. I wasn't delusional either. After he got beat around last Monday, I didn't think he was going to come here and do anything on the field. I did see value in him coming to Mobile and spending time with the Bengals, who have the number one overall pick. But we spoke on Thursday or Friday night. I can't remember. All the days are running together now. But we had a good long talk on the phone, and he sounded so tired. He sounded worn out. He said, "Jim, I just want to go home and eat mom's cooking." I totally understand that. And you know, when I posted that on Twitter the other day, you know, it kind of caught fire. We got over like 5,000 likes or something like that, and the Total Access show on ESPN on NFL Network led with it as like their lead story. So the fact that the number one overall pick wasn't coming to Mobile and that was newsworthy, like I told our staff, like that's we're coming a long way with this game, because I don't think that would have happened a couple years ago.
Is this week about meetings too, Jim? You know, when the practices are you have the practices, you have the game at the end of the week. Do teams also set up one-on-ones or face-to-face with the prospects as well?
Oh, yeah, they're downstairs right now. I just went down to get a cup of coffee, and the team's already they're plucking guys off as soon as they walk out of the training table. So they're interviewed. This is a big interview day for those guys. We don't ask much of them. They came in yesterday and got physicals. They'll be interviewing with all 32 teams. You know, some teams do it differently. Some just, you know, informally downstairs in the lobby, you know, a scout or a coach will grab a kid. Other teams will have something more formal set up where they'll bring a player up to, you know, a suite to meet their GM and head coach. So it varies. But, yeah, the interviews is a big, big part of the week. I mean, really everything is. We had our orientation last night, and I, you know, kind of prepped the players for what the week was going to be about. And I told them, you're always being evaluated. I mean, I don't care if you're, you know, just walking the lobby of the hotel. People are going to, you know, the teams are going to look at how you're carrying yourself and conducting yourself. So it's a big job interview. It's a great opportunity for these guys. And like you asked, the interview part's huge.
I like to check out the practices on NFL Network and then check out the game. And I'm curious, from the Bills' standpoint, Jim, we're talking a lot about wide receivers. It sure looks like a position that they need to address this offseason. In terms of some of the guys to watch at the wide receiver group in Mobile this week, who are some of the names you could throw out to us?
Well, it's a good need to have for this year's game, because we're loaded at wide receiver. You know, it's probably our weakest position last year. It was not a very deep class last year overall, and our game felt that as well. But no, this year's class, and my 20-plus years of scouting, this could be the best wide receiver group I've seen. You know, everyone knows some of the junior names at the top, like Jerry Jeudy and T. Higgins from Clemson. But this group, I mean, it's got everything. So they're gonna find everything. You've got Devin Duvernay from Texas, who's built like a running back and ran 10 200-meter time coming out of high school. He's an absolute blazer. So you got him. You got KJ Hill in the slot, a little slot receiver that Ohio State's all-time leading receiver. You got like a burner on the outside, explosive playmaker like Brandon Ayuk from Arizona State, who he'll be a first-round pick. You probably haven't heard the name yet. A lot of people, you know, on the East Coast don't watch Pac-12 football, but the Patriots drafted N'Keal Harry out of Arizona State last year, and I haven't talked to a team yet that doesn't have a higher grade on Brandon Ayuk right now. You know, and then you got the size guys. You've got Chase Claypool from Notre Dame. You got Antonio Gandy-Golden from Liberty. That's another name I would expect to shoot up out of this week. You know, Colin Johnson from Texas. So some really big receivers too. They got Michael Pittman Jr., the Blitnikoff finalist from USC. They got off the bus last night, one of these groups, and four or five guys were coming off that bus, and they look like a basketball team. So really talented wideout crew, and I know the Bills will be focused on those guys.
We're with Jim Nagy, executive director of the Senior Bowl. Edge rusher is another area where they might be looking to go on day one or day two. What about edge rushers to watch this week?
Yeah, you know, gosh, right in your neck of the woods, it's ironic that I'm on with you guys. We were watching just the other day, we were looking at some tape on an offensive. We needed to add an offensive lineman last week late. We had someone drop out with an injury, and we had Syracuse on. And Alton Robinson, I mean, he had the double-digit sacks as a junior. His numbers were a little bit down this year, but he's a guy that has a great first step. He's not like the tallest guy in the world, but he plays really long. He's got a great long arm move. I expect him to really, really make a jump this week in one-on-one pass rush drills. You know, those things are kind of set up for defensive linemen to make a lot of money, and he's one of them. Bradley Anae from Utah is another guy to keep an eye on. He's, you know, Nick Bosa is such a good pass rusher for the 49ers because he knows how to use his hands. And Bradley Anae, who is the Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Year, Utah's all-time sack guy, he's another guy that's just excellent with his hands. So those two names, you know, Daryl Taylor from Tennessee is another guy, explosive, powerful, And then maybe the best one is Terrell Lewis from Alabama. So Terrell's a guy that the medical is going to be huge for him and how that checks out. You know, he's dealt with some injuries at Alabama, but when he's healthy, he looks like a top 15 pick. So those are some names that Bills fans should keep an eye on during the week.
Last thing for you, Jim, I wanted to ask you about some sleepers. You mentioned when you were going through the receivers, you mentioned the kid from Liberty. And I think, I want to say last year, I think it was Andy Isabella from UMass was at the Senior Bowl week. I remember, and now he's with the Cardinals. What about some smaller school, Division II, whatever, sleeper guys to keep an eye on, like the kid from Liberty?
Yeah. You know, Andy went in the second round last year, had a big week down here, was MVP of his squad in the game. But, yeah, Antonio Gandy-Golden is a guy. He's 6'4", he's 215 pounds, dominant guy at Liberty. So big week for him. There's a tight end from Dayton, Adam Troutman, who went to a FCS level as a quarterback, and he just kept growing. Really athletic pass catcher, dominant at that level. Our scouts that went to go see Dayton play this fall in a game, he texted me that he was leaving at halftime because the kid had already scored 4 touchdowns. So that's a name. And then on the defensive side of the ball, maybe the best small school player in the country this year was a young man by the name of Kyle Duggar from Lenoir Ryan University in North Carolina. He's 6'2", he's 222 pounds, and he ran 4.41 last spring for the scouts. So Kyle Duggar's a guy that I think when it's all said and done, he's probably going to end up being a linebacker, because if he's 222 now at a D2 school, when he gets on an NFL training table, he's probably going to be 230 pretty quickly. And he runs, he hits, he's really explosive. And, again, I think Kyle's going to probably end up being somewhere in the second round.
Jim Nagy busy in Mobile with the Senior Bowl. Of course, Sal's making his way down there, and he'll be covering practices in the next couple of days for us. Jim, thanks. Thanks for coming on with us, first of all. I know it is a hectic day for you, and have a good week.
Oh, thanks for having me on, guys. I really appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.